Jeff Lyash, a known proponent of building a new local nuclear power plant, told the crowd that nuclear power alone is not the solution for our future energy needs. He said with the depletion of fossil fuels, it is important to look at a variety of new sources of energy that can be used simultaneously. He said the implementation of more energy efficiency, developing cost-effective alternative renewable energy, and investing in state-of-the-art energy infrastructures are all necessary for achieving balance and longevity.
Energy efficiency, alternative energy, investment in state-of-the-art generating facilities, it takes all three of these. And we need to be careful not to be led to a false choice being that any one of these three by themselves solves the problem. It does not. It is not a choice between renewable energy or nuclear power, or nuclear power or energy efficiency. We must do all three. It's the only way to solve the problem in the long term. Balance is a key element of what we need to do.
Lyash said where energy is concerned, both old and new, responsibility for its effects is ours to bear and must be taken into account. He called the environmental impact of past and current energy sources a debt that we have not paid. Now, he said, with that debt already accrued, the necessity to come up with new energy sources while being environmentally responsible is vital.
We stand at the beginning of a process that will be decades in length, where we are going to have to change the way we think about energy, the way we use it, the way we generate it. We have got to take responsibility for this, and we've got to take responsible action, and we've got to shoulder the burden for that action.
Besides environmental concerns about building a local nuclear power plant due to the radioactive waste it will create, another criticism is about where the money will come from. Progress Energy would eventually bill its customers roughly 5%, or $850 million, of the $17 billion it will take to build the plant. Lyash called the cost to customers a small fraction.
In order to build a nuclear power plant, it's unlike the construction of any other asset that will be built. This is a $17 billion project that takes 10 years to build. Every dollar of that money is raised by issuing debt and stock to shareholders. Every dollar. If we go through this process that I described to prove that the project remains feasible, that the costs are reasonable and prudent, then we are allowed to collect through our rates in time before it goes into service pre-construction costs, roughly 5% of the total capital construction costs of that plant. So I know this, sometimes people think they're paying for the entire plant. This is a very small fraction of the total cost of that plant.
Lyash promised openness, honesty, and transparency in the financial dealings regarding a new nuclear power plant if it is built.
Transparency. We need to be very honest about this. We need to be honest about what is the benefit we're going to achieve from every step we take, what is the cost associated with doing that, and who should shoulder that cost, and how will we shoulder that cost.
Lyash ended his speech by talking about his other cause, a new baseball stadium for the Tampa Bay Rays. Lyash said an interim report is in the works for June that will answer five questions, including if Tropicana Field can be renovated and made to work better in the long term, how other stadiums around the nation are owned and financed, what the economic impact of having a major league franchise in the Bay Area is, what designs are available and which one of those would work best for our needs, and lastly, where would we put a new stadium? Lyash said the answers to these questions will be in place before starting a new dialogue with the public about the possibility of a new stadium.
We intend to come out with those by June and then have gather public feedback on the contents of them because they form fundamental building blocks, and then we'll consider how to start to integrate those into specific alternatives.
Tom James, chairman and CEO of Raymond James, will speak at the next meeting of the Tiger Bay Club on April 28th at the Feather Sound Country Club. For WMNF, this is Amy Beeman reporting.